We all have those days. The kind of day where it feels as if it were three in one. Where you are not exactly sure what has happened, other than you are feeling exhausted and drained. You head home to the second part of your day, not even sure how to get done the things that need to get done, or be the you that you need to be, because you are simply that exhausted. Friend, there is a solution. Today I am sharing with you easy ideas on how to reset after a long day, so that you can feel restored and recharged. Ready to have your best day as the best version of yourself? Well, friend, grab your iced coffee and let's get encouraged. Are you tired of feeling overwhelmed, burnt out, feeling stressed, pulled in every direction, constantly comparing yourself to other people, lacking in confidence, all while driving in the express lanes to make it to the next part of your day as you chug your second or third cup of coffee? Not to mention, you are the queen of long-winded to-do lists with an ambitious dream. If only you had more time in your day. Welcome to The Best Day Podcast, the podcast to encourage your heart and speak life to your dreams. I'm your host, Haley, wife, mama, high school teacher, and encouragement blogger at Graceful and Free. For the last several years, I struggled to find a healthy work-life balance. I was overcommitted, refused to say no, and worked a lot, sacrificing my sleep and my joy just to hustle harder, all while feeling extremely stressed and overwhelmed. Then I became a mom and I knew something had to give. Through embracing a positive mindset, I have found balance, established boundaries to protect my peace so that I can live every day as the best version of myself. Here to embrace an intentional life, believing that the ordinary can be the extraordinary, and to make sure your heart knows that every day is truly capable of being the best day. Ready to have your best day as the best version of yourself? Well, friend, grab your iced coffee and let's get encouraged. You are listening to episode 107 of the Best Day Podcast. Hey friend, welcome to another episode of the Best Day Podcast. It is your host, Haley, and I am so excited to share with you today's episode. And just a big official welcome to the season of fall. We have spent so much time with the family outside over the weekend, and it has been so rejuvenating for me, given me such a breath of fresh air despite the hard of life and the overwhelm and the chaos. It is so refreshing to finally see the season change and feel that cooler weather and the warm temps. There has been so much going on over here, and it has truly caused such a rustle within my heart. And the thing is, as much as I can say that about myself, I know you too feel that way. There is so much going on in your life, and there's so much going on within your heart, and there's so many things you feel every single day, so many moments of your life where you are finding yourself thinking, am I enough? Am I good enough? Is this working the way it should be? Can I give more to any particular situation? And I just want to remind you right now that stop being your biggest critic. You are doing an incredible job. You are strong. You are intelligent. You are talented. And you are so good at how you are showing up in your life right now that you don't need to try to do anything else other than just continue to show up as you are each moment of the day. So give yourself some grace. Be proud of what you've accomplished. And you know what? It's okay. It's okay for the moments when you fall short. I am really excited for today's episode because this is something that I heard a lot when I was connecting with you guys about specific things that you want to hear on the podcast and specific questions and just ideas of additional ways to share encouragement and motivation for everyday life. And this is gonna be good because I'm bringing you today ideas, super easy ideas on how to reset after a super long day. When you feel drained, when you feel tired, when you feel exhausted, what do we do? How do we go from here? And it doesn't have to be as difficult as you think. We can take the pressure off. And I'm really excited to share with you those ways. Now, I would absolutely love it for you to book a coaching call with me. Think of this as a personalized encouragement mixed with motivation, specifically targeted for you and where you currently are in life. Through our 1 hour Zoom call, we will dive deep, talk through the areas of your life that are causing you the biggest stress, figure out your point of overwhelm, and go through the steps of my mindset method to get you from feeling insecure in those areas to walking in confidence. Think of this as a one-on-one hour-long coffee chat with a friend who sees you, who hears you, and understands your heart's desire for more. Head to gracefulandfree.com/mindset coaching, mindset-coaching, to book your call today, or you can click the link in the show notes in your podcast player. Okay, so let's get going in today's episode, really focusing in on how in the world do we reset after a long day, because we have all been there. And maybe you're in a season of life where these days are few and far in between, or maybe these days are happening regularly where you are getting to the end of your day and you just feel like, I don't even have a moment to sit and breathe. So that is what we're going to do. And I'm going to share with you a list. There's actually 10 things on this list, and we're going to move through the list pretty quickly. So I'm not going to sit and unpack each step for a long period of time. They're pretty self-explanatory. So this should be a pretty quick episode for you. But what I want you to think about is you have to stop first and assess what it is you currently need. Think through your heart, think through your feelings, and decide, okay, what is truly going to give me this reset? While all of these are really great ideas, they might not work on one particular day. There might be one day where one is screaming at you as the best option. Some of these things might be really good ideas on certain days, and some of them might not. Just something only you are going to know. And definitely think and listen deep to yourself to figure out, okay, what does make the most sense? Okay, so here we go. Simple, easy ways to reset after a long day. The very, very first one is definitely one of my favorites, and it is to spend time outside. And this doesn't have to be overly complicated. What I mean here is just spend a few more minutes outside than when you normally would be inside trying to rush through dinner and getting everyone where they need to be. And if you have little ones at home, right, I have a two-year-old full of energy, big emotions, toddler. This one is such a power move within our household. If I take some moments at the end of the day when we get home from work and daycare, and before we really make this move into, okay, what's for dinner, bedtime, all of that, if we stop and slow down and spend time outside, it is a game changer. First off, being outside feels amazing. It feels incredible. It allows you to just really take a moment to slow down. And oftentimes, if I spend time outside, even the problems seem to feel less big. Even if they're big problems, it just feels less. So get the outside toys, get chalk, get bubbles, just sit and be calm and enjoy some quieter moments outside. That's also really, really good for the little ones as well, if they can get some of that energy out, feel the sun on their skin, and just soak up that time together. It doesn't have to be long. It can truly be 5, 10, 15 minutes, just that little in between of moving into the next part of your day. But I encourage you to spend time outside as a really great, powerful way to reset after a long day. The second idea here is also easy and simple and kind of very similar to the first one, but specifically go for a walk. Go for a walk outside, move your body. It does not have to be this incredible 20 plus minute adventure. It can be walking to the end of your street and back. Just spending that time away from the home, allowing yourself, if you are able to, if you can share parenting roles, if you can find a way to, after bedtime for the little ones, head outside and just move your body for 10 to 15 minutes at a leisurely pace. You can bring headphones, listen to music, not listen to music, listen to your favorite podcast, not listen to your favorite podcast. Just think with yourself and your thoughts. Going for a walk is a really, really great way to just settle things down within yourself. The third idea is definitely one I think every single person needs to utilize more often, and that is to turn off and put away your phone and any distractions. I get how tempting it can be when things feel overwhelming and the day has been extremely draining and exhausting to want to just lay down somewhere, tune everything else out, and tune in to whatever is trending on Reels or TikTok, or I always love scrolling through Pinterest. That's my way of just trying to shift my mind to something else. Checking the inbox if you have a addiction to checking all the notifications on your phone. Don't do that. Don't allow yourself to do any of those things, because that is just going to contribute to more stress and more anxiety and more feelings of exhaustion. Take your phone, put it away, have it go charge in another room, and spend some time away from it. That is such an empowering way to reset, especially after a long day. Number four, sit and connect with the people you love. Actually be present. Actually take time to be intentional in the moment. I know on days where I have really long, hard days and I'm just feeling worn out, there's something super special about that bedtime with my son where we are reading books or we're snuggling or we're being goofy and silly, you know, the before bed silliness that totally overwhelms all of everyone in the household, where you're like, you have so much energy right now, what is going on? But actually sit and be in that moment and not worry about other things. It's those moments that recharge us in a very deep connection way that our hearts need. It's in the moments when we're reading stories and I sit down with my son and I'm thinking, man, like, this moment right here, being in this moment, not doing anything else, reading this story, connecting with him, seeing his smile, seeing how he is excited about the next page, curious about what each thing on the book is, right? It's that moment that truly allows me to feel connected and reminds me of a greater purpose for life. Takes away the stress and the worry and just allows me to be here right now in this moment. So definitely sit and connect with the people you love, whether that's your spouse, whether that's your children, whether that's your dogs. Just find a way to connect and be in that moment. Number five, unwind, read a book. This is such a good way to just take a load off, stop thinking about work, stop thinking about what needs to get done, and truly just relax. And read a story that you can get lost in, a story that can excite you, something that you can just really enjoy, right? I love the feeling of sitting down and reading a book. And it's something that I really only do if we're on vacation or it's a slower season and I'm not teaching and it's a winter break and there's time on my hands. But definitely something that I think all of us can do a little bit more of and find a lot of benefit from is to read a book. Okay, number six is to journal. I recently bought a new journal. I always buy journals. Journals, pens, books, coffee, it's my things that I buy. Fun fact, I ran to Target today after we went to the park as a family and my car was getting serviced. So my husband took my son to run some errands. I took my car to Target and I did not buy a single thing. I just walked through. There was a couple things I thought we needed, but there was nothing that I really liked. And so I just thought, nope, we're not going to buy anything. And I get home and I told my husband, I was like, guess what? I bought nothing. And he goes, I don't believe you. I said, no, this is literally the truth. I bought nothing at Target. And he's like, I still don't believe you. Like, I said, no, go check my car. Nothing. He's like, I didn't know that's possible. I was like, yeah, neither did I, but I didn't buy a single thing. So anyways, but a couple Target trips ago, I did buy a new journal and really wanted to have blank pages to be able to write down thoughts and feelings and just the things that you can't really get off your chest when you're talking to somebody, that you can only really get off your chest through letting your hand and the words flow from your brain, your heart, your mind to your fingers in the pen. So definitely take some time to journal, even if it's 5 minutes, even if it's 60 seconds and you are just, I don't have much to talk about today. Today was a hard day, and so I'm going to leave it here. There's power in that. There's so much power in taking your thoughts and your feelings and all the things that you carry within yourself and writing it down on paper. it allows you to release it to the paper and not have to carry it anymore. And that's so powerful. Number 7, do something that truly brings you joy, something that you can get giddy about, something that lights your heart up. When I think of this, to me, this is working on a puzzle. There's something about doing a puzzle that just brings me joy. And I want to make more of a habit of that. I want to find more time to just sit and allow myself to do something I truly love to do. And so that's another great way to really help reset after a long day, is to do one of those things that light you up. You know what it is. You know the things that you get really giddy excited about that are like in your DNA of who you were created to be. Find some time to do that. I guarantee it is a great, powerful, amazing way to reset after a long day. Number 8, this is also a really good one. Take a bubble bath. Yes, run yourself a bubble bath and put all the bubbles, the Epsom salt, I love the Dr. Teal's bubble bath. Those are my favorite, with the essential oil in the soap. You can read a book. You can light a candle. You can just soak in the bubble bath and not do anything else and just let yourself be relaxed and refreshed and imagine that as those bubbles cover you, that you are being washed away of any of those big feelings and the stresses and the worries that you brought with you and carried with you all day long. Number 9, this is usually my go-to, not gonna lie. This is the one that I will do the most often of any on this list. And it's go to bed early. Go to bed early. Take a shower, get ready for bed, get cozy and comfortable, and climb into your bed and get comfortable with your pillows and the sheets and put your phone away and just close your eyes and deep breathe and find that rhythm and let yourself get the rest that you need. And by going to bed early, not only are you giving yourself the reset, but you also are gonna have more energy and this clear slate and fresh mind for when you wake up tomorrow, which, by the way, you'll probably be able to wake up a lot easier and get that day going right after a long day. And number 10, enjoy a favorite meal. This could be a comfort meal. This could be something that you really just love to cook or really love to eat. But if you've had a really long day, sometimes you just need a favorite meal to allow you to find comfort in. Of course, we always enjoy picking up Chick-fil-A as our ways to unwind if we've had a lot going on. But you can also make something at home that is soothing to your soul, or if you have a favorite recipe that you know is easy and quick but is so tasty, that's another good way to reset. Now, as mentioned, right, you have to assess what it is that you need, because if you are so exhausted and your day is so long and you think to yourself, there's no way that I want to cook anything, right, then maybe you pick something up on your way home or order something, and that can be a way to reset after a long day. Or maybe you just have been overstimulated all day and you really need minimal interaction with other people and you want to focus on going to bed early, or you just need some fresh air, right? You know what you need. Truly, we all in life need to be more self-aware of how we are feeling, of what's causing us stress, of what's causing our worries, of being able to check in with ourselves and model that for our whole family, model that for the people around us, to say, okay, let me check in with how things are going and assess and make decisions based on that. Now, I do have another one I wanted to add to this list as a little extra bonus, and I was hesitant to add it to the list because you might hear this and go, nope, absolutely not, definitely not. But sometimes for me, depending on my mood, this is actually what I need to reset after a long day. And sometimes all I need to do is either vacuum or sweep. We have 2 dogs, so dog hair galore everywhere. But sometimes I need the physical act of cleaning something up or tidying up a space or physically getting rid of clutter and putting it away or putting trash away. Sometimes for me, I need that physical movement to clean up, almost as if I'm taking the mess of the day and the mess of my emotions and sorting through it to put things back in order in a way I'm mentally putting things back in order. So that's a little extra bonus one if you can accept it, but you might not. You might be like, no, Haley, no, I'm not going to do that kind of stuff after a long day, right? So that's little bonus number 11 for you. Take it or leave it. So there you have it. Our 10 or 11, if you accept that last one, ways to reset after a long day. And I hope that this brought you some inspiration, some encouragement, some motivation for how to handle those days when you just are done and you've had enough and you simply don't want to do it anymore. Hopefully this gave you some inspiration and insight to really reset and continue to live out each day as your best day, no matter what may come your way. I love being here with you guys. You have no idea how excited I am every single time I hit play, every single time I hit record. And it just means so much to me. And I just want you to feel encouraged. And I want you to know that you are not alone. Come hang out with me. Let's connect. Let's talk deeper. Come over to Instagram, either the Best Day Podcast Instagram account or Graceful and Free. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear what episodes you are loving. If there's something that you want, if you are like, I would love an episode on this, let me know. I would love to create a custom episode just for you to encourage you with where you are in life. Friend, thank you so much for being here. Truly, thank you so much. It is such an honor. I do not take this lightly ever. So thank you for being here, cheering you on every single step of the way. And I cannot wait to do this with you later on this week for another episode of the podcast. Until then, friend, have the best day. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Best Day Podcast. Looking for more? Be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode and have guaranteed inspiration delivered to you weekly. Looking for an accountability group focused on encouragement, positive mindset, and intentional living? Come join the Best Day Facebook group or connect with us over on Instagram at the Best Day Podcast. And remember, your voice matters. Your presence matters. You are valued and your life is a treasure. You are absolutely capable of living your best life every single day in grace and freedom. Until next time, have the best day, friend.